But we'll get to all that in a bit. It's been a few weeks, so we haven't been here many Mondays during the holiday, but 15-1, fifth in the nation, unbeaten early in league play, off to L.A. this weekend. He's the head coach. On Twitter, follow along the handle at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves joins us. Coach Graves, how are things?
Steve, I'm doing good, buddy. I'm in a high school gym watching a practice, so if you hear some balls and maybe a whistle,
okay.
I hope it doesn't distract people.
Well, I won't be willing to call the foul on you, but I'm going to have to go to video replay. I want to get to something we have in common. Saturday morning, you tweeted about the NFL. The best things about the Cowboys and Seahawks is one of them is going to lose. Now, I'm a New York fan. You know I sports hate the Cowboys, and I'm not a big fan of the Seattle fans. So where is your NFL loyalty, and where does the disdain for those two come from?
Well, the 12s drive me nuts, to be honest with you. Okay, that's part of it. The other part of it is I'm a Broncos guy. So I grew up in Salt Lake City. 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons meant the Broncos, you know, with Merlin Olsen and Dick Enberg on the call. So, and the Hawks used to be in the Broncos, you know, division, so that was part of it. And then the Cowboys are just always so darn arrogant, you know, and they haven't done a whole lot in most people's lifetimes. So, you know, it's just, I was happy that one of them had to lose.
All right. And
so
of
there
course,
you go.
Now we say, go Rams.
And I like the Rams. There you go.
No, it's an easy route for me as well. So,
Coach,
one more general question. Last Thursday, Baylor hosted and knocked off UConn. The Huskies had 126 games in a row. They hadn't lost in regulation in 163. You know, historically.
Can you believe that?
No. We think about UCLA under Wooden. They won 88 in a row. From a coach's chair, those numbers, those streaks, I mean, how could you put that kind of accomplishment into perspective?
Well, I can. I can't understand that at all. I mean, that's incredible. And you know, the thing is, you know, they're getting everybody's best. They're getting everybody's biggest crowd. You know, they've got the TV audience all the time. I think it's what makes them great, though. They can never really have an off night. And so, you know, I think it just what an amazing feat and a ton of credit, not only to Geno and his staff, but my goodness, they're the players to have that kind of pressure on them to not let down on that streak. You know, that weighs on a kid. They understand the enormity of some of their games. So, but it was good to see. You know, I don't really didn't have anybody to really root for. I mean, I'm not rooting against them, but
right.
I think any time you can knock them off, I think that's good for women's basketball.
Talk with Duck Hoop Coach Kelly Graves. The week began. I'm going to call that win over Washington kind of streaky. Aaron Boley was terrific, career high. And I got to confess, I was not aware of her backstory about how she ended up coming to Eugene. I saw you talking about it. So for folks unfamiliar, how did her path go from South Bend to your front court?
Well, I think Sabrina had a big part of it. You know, I everybody knew of Erin. She was a National Gatorade Player of the Year, one of the highly ranked kids in that same class as Sabrina and Ruthie. You know, goes to Notre Dame, plays, starts for them, and has a really pretty good freshman year. But just is unhappy with, you know, either her role or kind of the relationship she had with the coaching staff there and some other issues. You know, I haven't really gotten into it, so you know, she announced that she was transferring, and of course I remember her, but I had never talked to her. And Sabrina called me, and she said, "Coach, we need and want Erin." And so we went through the proper channels, got a release. Sabrina got involved to some degree because she knew her. You know, Sabrina was MVP of the McDonald's All-Star Game, and Erin was MVP of the Jordan Brand Classic. So those two had played together in a couple All-Star games, and there was a relationship there, and so, you know, we weren't really on her radar early on, but we talked her into coming out for a visit, and she loved what she saw. So, you know, loved our family atmosphere, and you know, and thank goodness she did, because we needed her that night, that's for sure. I'm not sure we win that game without her.
No, and by the way, I love the family T-shirts for the pregame.
I like those, too.
Cool,
yeah.
Very cool. So that game.
What size are you, big guy?
I'm a small. I'm a small. You call me big guy, but it's like they call really big guys tiny. It really works.
You got a big heart, though, which is all we measure anyway.
You know, I loved the Pac-12 Network having you mic'd up. You know, here getting to hear Sabrina and in the huddle and with Ruthie. And while it's safe to say you're always pleased to get a W, you were less than satisfied because, as your words, they tested you, don't let it happen again. What aspects of that performance frustrated you a little bit?
Generally, I didn't think we were that sharp. I don't think we were completely engaged in the process of winning the game that night. I think we were going through the motions at times, and it showed. Ruthie's going to have some off nights where she misses some shots inside. It's like never happens, but okay, she's human. It's going to happen, but not being in position defensively, kind of forgetting what we were. And I'm not saying her
right.
specifically, but the team, this was our plan and we weren't really executing it. And, just kind of mishandled balls, just dropped passes, missed easy shots, missed assignments defensively. You can tell we just weren't that sharp, and so I made a point of it, and then challenged them on Saturday to do better. And guess what? They did. They listened.
Yeah,
and that's what good teams do. That's what championship level teams do. And they came out Sunday and played a really, really good game.
Yeah, part of you being mic'd up was you got on Ruthie a little bit. You in essence told her, your way not working so much. My way works a lot better. And like I said, for the next game, kind of safe to say, message received.
Yeah, well, I do some of that, Steve, for effect.
Yep.
I think she knows deep down inside I really love her, so that's it wasn't that bad. But, sometimes you just got to get their attention however you need to do it, and she seemed to have gotten it. So, and that's who she is. I mean, I fully expected that bounce back game from her.
Yeah, yesterday's game, we had two TVs on watching you in the playoff game, and I was watching with some people who hadn't seen a lot of this team, and I was explaining to them, Coach wasn't happy with the way they played the second half and let Washington back in it, and I jotted a note down when the second half started, bet it's different, and safe to say that your team, you guys never took your foot off the pedal in the second half.
Well, we didn't, and when we got it by 30 and then later 40 points, we were still diving on the floor for loose balls.
Yep.
and playing tough defense. That's when you know your team is getting it, and we're not going to let up. So that we needed that. I think we needed that for our psyche. We head to the LAs this week. They're both playing really well, and they're kind of a physical, tough, two tough teams. So I think we needed that. We needed that result to kind of get that poor taste out of our mouth from Friday night. And I say that, and Steve, we still won the game by 13 against Washington. I think we've just set us such a high standard for ourselves that, we don't want to just win games. We want to play the way we know we're capable of playing.
I love watching your games with people who are, kind of paying attention now, and they're very aware of Maite and Sabrina and Ruthie, and I always make sure they follow number zero, because cool. I think there's going to be times over the next 2.5 years where there's going to be matchups that they don't have an answer for her. And, 19 points, 12 boards, 25 and 7. I love how now she finishes so well with either hand. I mean, that's a heck of a weekend for your sophomore.
Steve, we are seeing a big-time player mature right in front
yep.
of our eyes. You know what I mean? With every game, it's incredible. And I'm looking at all the top teams in the country. She's almost like a unicorn. I mean, there is no one like her. With her at her size, to be able to handle it the way she does, pass it the way she does, attack the basket, post. She's learning to post up a little bit, and her ability to shoot with range, it's incredible. With every game, you're going, wow, she's never done that, and it's so much fun. And she is what can set us apart come March and hopefully April. Sabrina is what Sabrina is, and Ruthie is going to be as consistent as crazy, and same with Maite. But Satu, I think, has the ability to elevate us as a team from very, very good to elite status.
Yeah, just watching her has been a joy. One final thought. Friday, you're at Southern Cal. After a strong start, they've struggled a little bit. It's your first conference road series of the year. This is round two for their coach, Mark Trach. What could you tell us about the kinds of challenges, you know, his teams and these Trojans in particular present?
Athleticism, 40 minutes of pressure. They're going to attack the basket. They're going to run. They're going to put, you know, a ton of defensive pressure on us. And they always seem to play us well down there. So it's going to be quite a test. I think we're ready for it. You know, we tested ourselves in the non-league and played some road games that a lot of Power 5 schools don't in our position.
Yep.
And so I'm excited for it. I think our kids are going to enjoy getting down to the sunshine a little bit. And hopefully play well.
Coach, we're ready for 8 o'clock Friday, 2 o'clock Sunday at Pauley, both games here on our station, Pac-12 Network. You can follow him on Twitter, the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach, always look forward to it. Appreciate the time. You and your team travel safe, and best of luck against SC and UCLA this weekend.
Steve, I appreciate it. And who you got tonight? I haven't listened to your show. We going Tigers, or are we going Chalk?
I like Clemson to win this game outright.
Let's go. That's what I'm hoping for.
All right. Hey, always fun talking with you, Coach. Take it easy.